776-0258.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and we're going to talk about the multipolar world, a unipolar world, or a monopolar world. But first, the definition. A multipolar system is a system in which power is distributed at least among three significant poles, concentrating wealth and/or military capabilities, and able to block or disrupt major political arrangements threatening their major interests. So a multipolar, three nations, the United States, Russia, China. Now we have a unipolar world, and as of 2018, we still have a unipolar world, meaning the United States still remains the global center of gravity, and the actions it takes are felt throughout the world internationally. This should not necessarily come as a comfort. With great power comes great responsibility, and with great power comes great, great evil. Then you have a bipolar world. It's more likely that a bipolar world would be two nations, the power shifting and the gravity moving in a direction from Europe and Central Asia to East Asia and the United States, China and America. Presently, we're in a multipolar world because Russia is still on the scene. But not too far out in the future, Russia is going to no longer be a major power in international affairs. Russia has a destiny to be defeated on the mountains of Israel, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. But now, with the multipolar world, some thoughts. The multipolar world countries, which would be China and Russia, taking the lead against the unipolar world, America, and to some degree, some of the European nations, not really. Working with the multipolar countries, China, Russia, working with India, the South Africa, Brazil, other nations, even some of the old Soviet bloc nations, have caused a shift. And they have, I could say, they have severed the control of the Western financial network and are continuing to break off the grip of the Rockefeller petrodollar system put in place in the 70s. But with that shift, moving to a petrodollar system, the Rockefellers finally removed the yoke of the Rockefeller financial power, their control, and the West, America, has become the nation using that system to control the nations internationally. And this system had shackled the nations to America's grip by controlling their economies. Well, we've shifted from the control of the old Rockefeller, Rothschild banking systems. Now, the world has a new, has broken away from that control. Eventually, the World Trade Organization, the IMF, Bilderbergers is on the rocks, about to be, well, pretty much lost its power. Davos is trying to keep the hold. World Economic Forum, the International Monetary Fund, Bank of International Settlements, which have controlled everything for half a century and longer, they are not able now to control a new system internationally, a financial system with a group of nations that have aligned themselves with China and Russia and have moved away from the petrodollar to, they're moving swiftly to the ruble, to the yen, backed by gold. This brings in another thought, the matter of strategic unpredictability. And as I've talked about this matter of strategic unpredictability, I'm going to read a little bit about that I've got a few minutes, so I'll go ahead. I've given you the definition of a bipolar world. Now let's talk about strategic unpredictability. You see, the West has been comfortable in controlling the financial markets of the West and the economies of the nations internationally. They've enjoyed that. But again, something came in to the mix that they may have known about, they may have been watching, they may have tried to control it, but it slipped out of their hand. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. The present truth.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would've been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Has the United States become the Hotel California, the whole country, a situation where you can check in anytime you want, but you can never leave? As bizarre as things are getting, like the old song, we haven't seen nothing yet. Going back to strategic unpredictability, when you're young, male or female, you fall in love, and you are going to marry the person you're in love with. But strategic unpredictability steps in. And all of a sudden, someone else comes into the scene that changes everything. We have such a situation that just took place in 2016. Donald Trump. Another situation took place in 2000, the first day of this millennium. We'll talk about that. But strategic unpredictability. This is out of USMA.edu. This is by a Captain Justin Lynch. Unpredictability plays an important role in every form of warfare. It emerges during any attempt to anticipate the future, an endeavor that often yields inaccurate results, sometimes wildly so. Given that many of these forecasts come from sound reasoning, experience, and deliberate attempts to gather empirical evidence, leaders can blame the resulting inaccuracies on an intrinsically unpredictable environment. Western militaries have tried to tackle this challenge. Technology has provided a vastly increased information flow to decision makers, creating an expectation that uncertainty and unpredictability will become less significant factors on the battlefield, and that military leaders can foresee the outcome of events. This attitude can lead to a dangerous false sense of confidence. No matter what observation, communication, or information systems militaries use, warfare will remain an inherently unpredictable endeavor. We, America, NATO, the EU, have predicted the outcome of the war in Ukraine, but hasn't gone the way they intended. Going back to about 1,000 years in the 6th century, Byzantine Emperor Maurice cautioned his generals that a pitched battle is a demonstration more of luck than of bravery. In the 16th century, Machiavelli stated in his book, The Prince, quoting, "I think it may be the case that fortune is the mistress of one half of our actions and yet leaves the control of the other half, or a little less, to ourselves." So the Bible says, you choose your path, but God directs your footsteps. In other words, unpredictability, you that are older, you never thought you would go certain directions in life. And if you look back and if you're honest, you'll see that there was an unseen hand, a fate, an invisible force that you might not be aware of, or for those of you that might be believers in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know that God is sovereign and that his hand moved you forward through your life. You ended up in places you never thought you would go for good, and sometimes your decisions end up bringing hardship. So, and then another philosopher of war, Clausewitz, he said, quoting, "War is the realm of chance. No other human activity gives it greater scope. No other has such incessant and varied dealings with its intruder, with this intruder. Chance is the intruder, makes everything uncertain, and interferes with the whole course of events. And that war is the realm of uncertainty. Three quarters of the factors on which action in war is based are wrapped in a fog of greater or lesser uncertainty." So what does this have to do with the petrodollar and the banks of the West and the financial institutions of the West that have ruled the world for a couple of hundred years plus? Well, these powers, they realized that with Russia moving away from their control and China slipping out of their grasp, they knew that these nations, Russia and China, were working together with India, out South Africa, and Brazil to put in and hoping to end the petrodollar control of these countries. So what happened is these controllers, they believed they could manage the BRICS nations, and they allowed them to go forward with this plan. But strategic unpredictability would come in. They believed they were going to be able to manage their trade regardless. They didn't see that there was going to be in the future a brilliant young listener, great listener, a diplomat, great with diplomatic abilities, a historian, a military strategist, a non-globalist, just like Donald Trump, a non-globalist. But though he's a non-globalist, he was an insider and an outsider. He'd been in their world and out of their world, though he really he was in their world to learn their world, but he was not part of that world. Exactly the same as Donald Trump. Trump was trained in that world, just like Moses in the book of Exodus. Moses was in Egypt. He learned everything about Egypt, but eventually it would the history would show that he was not part of Egypt, because eventually God would pull him out and use him for a different purpose. Donald Trump trained in their schools, trained in their prep schools, worked with finance, knew great lawyers, had the best teachers. He traveled with Democrat, Republican. He was a developer in New York City, but he wasn't part of that system. He would have been, but unpredictability, that something changed. So in Russia, you had such a person. And this individual in Russia, he intended to break the multipolar, or he used the multipolar plot to break the hold of the Pilgrim Society, a society that has, from the early 1900s, from 1902, has tried to destroy Russia as a nation. And it was a never-ending strategy of that society to destroy Russia. But again, strategic unpredictability. Here you have an outsider, just like Donald Trump, who, through the hand of fate, on the first day of this century, he became president of Russia. This man, Vladimir Putin, interrupted and changed the course of Russia and has interrupted the plans and stalled the plans of the globalists. So, at the same time, he's not the president of the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union was destroyed a decade earlier, fulfilling prophecy again. The reason it fulfills prophecy is the Russia, or the Rosh, or Gog of the land of Magog in Ezekiel 38 and 39 must be an individual nation, not a collective of nations. And it's what you had in the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union had to be dismantled to fulfill prophecy. Russia was to be great alone, solo, without a company of other countries that were controlled by Russia. No. Eventually, to fulfill prophecy, these countries had to be independent. And they will agree, without being coerced, they will agree to join Russia in a military operation on the mountains of Israel in the Middle East. They can't be forced to go, which would have been the case if they would have remained as a Soviet Union bloc. They would have to willingly make a decision to move with Russia to the mountains of Israel. So prophecy was fulfilled once again when Russia, the old Soviet Union, was disbanded at the time of Mikhail Gorbachev. But the strategy to destroy Russia has never changed. The British Pilgrims, London, the British Pilgrims, New York, the biggest threat to their global system has been Russia. The lesser threat was China. But now China has become a great threat also. So you have a multipolar system. The United States, China, and Russia. Very soon you're going to have a bipolar. Well, definitely. China and America have ADD, whatever, all these different psychological problems. And they're bipolar too. Because Russia is going to be no longer in the scene. So Russia is going to fulfill her destiny. So I wanted to just make this matter of strategic unpredictability very clear, because the Western financial powers, their powers are now ended. The Bible says that at the end of the world, there will be a financial system of Antichrist. And there will be the financial system, even in the Muslim world, a different system, not controlled by the bankers of the West. The control of the banking systems of the West is going to be centered in the United States of America through the power of the coming Antichrist in this country. And Rockefeller, Rothschild banking systems, and these men, they have done what they were allowed to do up to the present. But now, their control is over. And one thing that did happen, another tool that was used to try to destroy Russia, was a couple, two individual people, a husband, wife, cousins, from the same lineage. They were Rockefellers. And they put together a plan to destroy Russia. And they did a pretty good job of it. until Vladimir Putin came. The strategic unpredictability of Vladimir Putin. We'll be right back with Roger Ebert, 250khnc.com for podcasts.
Hey!
Hey!
Yes, you!
Yes, you!
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
I may not be a doctor, but I know this. You wouldn't leave your loved one in a box to collect dust and rust for 15 years, but you can do it to your gun. Just let me see it before it hurts the wrong someone. Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith. I've been repairing and cleaning firearms for 15 years. I started My Favorite Gunsmith to make sure your freedom stick goes boom. So if you're having any issues, big or small, shoot me a text, give me a call, 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Is the driveway made of fruit leather, or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Oh, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Learn how public bail bonds policy affects crime and get all of your bail bonds questions answered by tuning in or calling in to Bail Talk Sundays from 1 to 3 right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Into the Hotel California, do you feel like there is something in the air that is clouding your abilities to really see the truth on the matters, things that are happening? It like you're under a spell, under some type of fog? Is America really empire of the end of the world? You have to ask yourself these questions. Now, going back to husband and wife. They were cousins. Both have parents that are Rockefeller. They're from the Rockefeller families. There's a lot of their things are twisted and turned. Some researchers say that Hillary is the daughter of Nelson Rockefeller, which I believe for a while. And others feel that she's the daughter of David Rockefeller, which I'm leaning more into that in that direction. Reason, because David Rockefeller was a higher ranking priest, Illuminati member than Nelson. In the same example as Hillary was a higher ranking Illuminati member than Bill. They're still Illuminati. But I have a feeling, and I'm leaning toward David being, because he was the high priest of that lineage. And I don't mean in a good way. I mean in the occult. They were known to be, David, Nelson, John, members of Pilgrim Society, an occult organization, initially started in London, 1902, and then a sister chapter opened in New York City, in the city that they owned, that they had control over. They took over that city, I think it was 1888, 89, took over the American government by the first part of the new century, and still own this government presently. And they replaced the Rothschilds as the ruling family in the world in early 74, somewhere in that area. And I suspect the world is not enough. They are attempting and have been attempting to take over all the nations of the world. But chance, unpredictability, fate, fortune has intervened. They plundered Russia. This family, while in the White House, Bill and Hillary, plundered Russia in the 1990s. There was a woman by the name of Annie Williamson. She wrote a book, How Clinton and Company and the Bankers Plundered Russia. Well, the bankers are going to be plundered. Now, I had gone into this on another program. I don't want to get too deep into it, but I still feel I need to at least give you some highlights. They managed the Russian economy. They transformed that society into a decaying socialist hellhole. And these gangsters out of the West were from Harvard, most of them, Jeffrey Sachs. These people, what they gave Russia in return for raping that nation was 2,500% inflation, indescribable poverty. And they transferred the ownership of Russia industry to Russia, to Western financiers. And Hillary knew, Annie Williamson, she said she knew and interviewed just about everybody involved in this gargantuan plundering scheme. Russian politicians and businessmen, the new gangsters of that time, capitalists and their American sponsors from the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, USAID, Credit Suisse, First Boston Bank, the CIA, the KGB, involved together. All in all, hundreds of sources who spoke candidly, often ruthlessly, of their parts in this terrible human drama. There were quotes also. She said that top aides of Yeltsin and Clinton, all down through the ranks of the two hierarchical societies, to the proliferating mass of Russian destitute pornographers, pimps, drug dealers, prostitutes, and Bill was interested. Some of the principal characters, of course, refused to talk to Williamson such as Bill Clinton's longtime friend from Oxford, Strobe Talbot. Remember old Strobe? Now, why didn't Strobe want to talk? Why didn't he? He surely had a lot to add, and to he knew what was going on. Well, he didn't want to get the flu, and I don't mean COVID. He didn't want to get the lead flu. You know how he gets the flu? So the Clinton regime defined Russian thug Boris Yeltsin as a Democrat. And in previous programs, I also mentioned that Gorbachev and Yeltsin were globalists. Their intention was to turn over Russia and make sure that Russia moved quietly into the new global strategy. And even Klaus Schwab was working with Putin, believing that Putin was going to move Russia quietly into the World Economic Forum and the tentacles of that octopus. But they didn't see again that Vladimir Putin, as a historian knowing his country, as a patriot to his country, you know, the patriots, there are patriots in the world. They're not all American patriots. There are patriots to Canada, Canadian patriots that are really giving the government in Canada a hard time. Patriots in Australia, giving the Australian government a hard time. In New Zealand, in England. We don't hold, America has no claim to patriotism. There are patriots internationally in every country. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, the President of 1450KHNC.com, the podcast.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Okay. I know that some of you may think that, you know, the Hotel California might be a little bit too depressing, so I wanted to leave today's program on a little lighter note. That's why we did the Phantom of the Opera. That way you can sleep tonight. Now, going back to Russia, going back to the destruction of Russia from within, Gorbachev, Yeltsin, both globalists, and Yeltsin, late in his term, when Bill Clinton, in about 1998, made the decision to expand NATO, and there was a promise made that NATO would not expand toward Russia. And Clinton changed the policy. And Yeltsin knew that he'd been betrayed. And at that point, I believe that Yeltsin had a change of heart, maybe a moment of conscience, you know, where his conscience comes alive. And he made the decision not to continue as president. And on the 31st of December, 1999, everybody was waiting for some kind of a digital reset. There was a reset that nobody saw. The real reset that took place, everybody was thinking that bad things were going to happen on the first day of this new century. And it didn't happen the way they anticipated. But they didn't anticipate Yeltsin choosing Vladimir Putin to become president. And Putin, from that time forward, began to work quietly, methodically, diligently, calculating how to break the control of the banking powers of the West and the corruption of Russia from within, these very wealthy, corrupt mafia, Russian mafia types. And he went to work. He began to clear out his political system. And the wealthy men that were working with the Wall Street crowd, the IMF, working with the World Bank and the CIA and the KGB group, they little by little were eliminated from the power structure. And Vladimir Putin has taken from that time forward through the last 22 years. He was in except for a short period of time when Medvedev was president. But Medvedev did not have the abilities across the board that Vladimir Putin had. And Medvedev, I think in his the second election, I knew he wasn't going to win, because the only man that could take Russia from a state of distress, despair, ruin financially, their society, the people oppressed, and also at the same time, an important factor, Vladimir Putin knew that he was going to need the prayers of the Christian people to bring his country out of the hardships and the 100 years of control and destruction that had been taking place in Russia at the hands of the Pilgrim Society, New York and London. He knew he was going to need the help of the Orthodox Church. And together, they worked together, just like years ago within America. It was government and the Christian people of this nation that made this nation great. But prophecy must be fulfilled. Eventually, this nation has to go to the dark side. And it will never recover. It's the slide into darkness, into evil, will continue month by month by month. This nation is under the judgment of the God of heaven. And we are going to need the God of heaven to help us in the hardships to come. Putin realized that. And with the help of the Christian people, the Orthodox Christians, and the Pentecostal Christians, evangelical Christians in Russia, they're not all Orthodox, Russian Orthodox believers. They worked together to assist and pray for Putin so Putin could put Russia in a position to fulfill her destiny. The United States is not going to destroy Russia. It's not going to happen. When Russia invades Israel, her judgment will come. The armies will be, 5/6 of the armies will be destroyed. And maybe 5/6 of, I'm not sure that 5/6 of the territory of Russia will be destroyed. I think it's going to be the armies. So, the New World Order, the globalists, they wanted to bring Russia into the New World Order quickly. And what better way to do it than with Saks of Fifth Avenue, their shock therapy. And there are these third generation descendants of the original Bolsheviks were assigned, and the deeds of the Russia's mightiest state-owned industries, including gas giants, oil, electrical telecommunications industry, the world's largest paper, iron, steel factories, riches, gold, silver, diamonds. Guess who it was turned over to? American bankers. Guess what, Judas? We'll be right back.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show? For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So we have the quick kind of an overview of the demise. I'm not saying that the Western banks are still going to have great power. They will in the Western world, but they're going to have Russia has stated that none of the banks are to give data to any of the Western banks. China is setting up its own economic structure so that as the world goes into the hardships, China will be able to trade with their Asian sisters. The Antichrist is not going to be able to stop China's trade with the Asian sisters. And Russia won't be around. You won't have to worry about that. Antichrist system will run into Europe, Western Europe, to a great degree. Definitely in Canada, Mexico. But the other nations that are breaking away from the control of the petrodollar are going to have a way to move into the future financially. The main tool that Antichrist is going to use on these nations that aren't going to go along and bow the knee to this Baal, he will use military. And he will use the Star Wars program on the nations. He won't need bullets. He won't need bombs. He'll use them. He'll use everything he can. But Star Wars is going to be the main way in which Antichrist rules the world. In Revelation chapter 13, the occult world will have power to bring fire from heaven. And that fire, in our modern lingo understanding, is laser. It's not fire in the sense of a torch. It is laser. It is hotter than the sun. And he'll do great signs in the heavens. He can use the ionosphere as a speaker. And you hear these stories about in the nations, like in Norway, all over the world, they hear these sounds up in the sky. This is all harp technology. That magic is going to fool a lot of people. Won't fool those that listen to this station, that listen to this program and understand the truth about the power of weather warfare and the harp system and other systems, NEXRAD, and the way in which they control weather, Doppler, all of it. He's got the satellites up there. These satellites can project a beam of light that will melt a 15-ton tank into a puddle of molten steel. They don't need bombs. But they'll use the armies and the bombs and the tanks so that they can pit these nations against each other, and the nations will slaughter each other because that's how it's been done in the past. It's going to be continue to be done that way too. Eventually, Zelensky will probably, out of Ukraine, will probably be given some kind of global position. But anyhow, Vladimir Putin, as the man that brought Russia out of the dark ages, out of the control of the Western banking system, and he, in an article I read last week, yes, they are the number one secret in Russia. Is where they have their gold supplies. Because this is what nations do when they invade. They go after the nation. The nation that is being invaded after their gold reserves. They're not going to get it this time. Talk to you tomorrow. 1350KHNC.com for podcast. One more day tomorrow. We'll be done for the week.
Hey listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your co-pays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.